Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Hello and thank you for downloading Life's Essentials with Prem Rawat. This is episode 25 of series 2. Don't forget, if you've not listened to all of the other episodes, they're all available for you now on your podcast platform. Today's episode is called Brain Diggers and How to Avoid Them. In this episode, Prem Rawat answers questions from listeners, talks about managing irritation, staying in the present and enjoying life to the full. We hope you enjoy this episode to the full. For more information, as ever, go to premrawat.com and enjoy the episode. This podcast is brought to you thanks to Udo's Oil, made with your health in mind. Visit www.udoschoice.com and www.theudo.com.
Hello, everyone. I hope you're all doing well, safe and well. So today, get to answer some questions. And the first one is from Carme Monteo. The question is, you started talking about the authentic nature of the human being. You interrupted the explanation. I probably got carried away and got into something else. Since then, the longing in my heart remains to know what you would tell us. Could you tell us about it? So, the authentic nature of the human being. It's a very interesting question because, you know, we come across so much of the what we consider, what we would consider the nature to be. Mean, selfish, anger, you know, and all these things that taint how you see a human being. But what if all that was to be removed and the only thing that remained was truly what the nature of a human being is? Now, am I talking in terms of hypothetical or realistic? So, what is the possibility here? Let's first understand that. Well, yes, there is anger, but then there is the opposite of anger. And does that reside in a human being? Compassion, love, understanding, and the answer to that is yes. That resides in a human being too. And then, so what about fear? Well, the opposite of that also resides in the human being, which is courage. And seeing, when you see a baby, a child, that is uncontaminated, that hasn't learned all these other behaviors, then that child is very much focused and very much in that beautiful space of wanting to be happy, of wanting to be content. And it only cries out when something isn't right. And when something is right, the child stops. When the child wants to explore, when they come to that age where they will be exploring, they explore. And they show their delight in tremendous amount of energy that they have to expand to try to grab something, to try to hold on to something. But yet, a joy in having accomplished it. So to me, when we start to look at those traits that naturally would be, then the behavior, the nature, the authentic nature of a human being would very much be those things that a human being would strive every moment that the human being could to be to be fulfilled, to be in that simple place, to see, to admire everything. Because when you admire something, it gives you something in return. When you sit down on a beach and you watch those waves rhythmically coming, going, coming, going, the sets of them too, and then it's kind of taking a break, and then the next set comes. And then the dance of the sandpipers, that as they just come along, run with the wave, the timing of everything that exists. And every time I get an opportunity to see this, I find it extremely hypnotic. Because it's like, wow, everything understands everything else's timing and yields to it. So then this would be the human nature, yielding to what it cannot conquer, what it doesn't want to conquer. It yields, gives, lets it be, and it's fine. You see the huge waves coming, especially in Northern California, huge sets of these waves come, and they're unimpeded. They've been traveling unimpeded, and they slam across these sheer cliffs, and you're flying, you know, sometimes 200-300 feet high, and those waves want to touch you. And it's like, wow, this incredible force, one unrelenting, very, very much so, and the water, the force of the water, and both just having a tussle. Eventually, the water will win, and we can see that in many places. But till it's there, it is there. So the authentic nature of a human being would be kindness, would be the search for joy, for a human being to recognize the beauty and the timing of everything else and yield to that which it cannot change. To know when to bend and yet know when to stay stiff. Just like a tree. It is there, but it also knows that when the wind starts to blow, it must yield to that wind, if it is to stay there, if it wants to be there. And this becomes an art. This becomes a real art in all of nature. In all of nature. Nothing overpowers anything. You know, it goes back. This whole idea of conservation goes back, and even at the time of Mahabharata, where Arjun has a dream and all the creatures of the jungle come to say, listen, you're too good of a hunter and you're wiping us out. Please leave. Go somewhere else. And this whole idea that, yeah, human beings could wipe something out, that's not in our nature. That wouldn't benefit us. What would benefit us is to take care of those things and make sure that those things keep on perpetuating. So basically, the authentic nature of a human being would be, one, very natural, full of kindness, full of understanding, and full of helping all that could use the help and yielding to that doesn't need any help. So I hope I have tried to put it as briefly as I can. I hope that helps, that's the way I see the nature of a human being. Yes, I'm not by any stretch of the imagination not acknowledging the bad nature of the human being. That's there too. But what I'm doing is, while I acknowledge the bad nature, I also acknowledge the good nature of a human being. And that is there. And that needs to be accepted. And that is the one that needs to be perpetuated, not the bad one. We know how to perpetuate the bad one. We're masters at it. We've been doing it for so many years, we've actually become very, very efficient and very, very good at taking the bad and perpetuating the bad. And we sometimes forget about the good. And how is that good brought forth? It's really simple, you know. How do you bring something good out in a child? Let that child participate with you in the process of discovery, rather than sitting there and trying to tell the child what it is that they should or should not be doing. Let them come up with the solutions. Let them come up with the answers. If you give them enough trust, it takes a little time. But once they understand that you do trust them, that their input is valuable, then they come up with valuable input for you, for themselves, a clearer understanding. So I hope that helps you.
Hi, I'm Scott Hancock, and I host From Queer to Eternity, a new podcast exploring what it means to be queer, where we have conversations like this.
I look at younger generations and go, you can just Google this stuff.
The fact that the only mention of queerness was don't get AIDS.
If I'd been marrying a girl, that would not have happened.
Maybe we can find a universality that we weren't aware of before.
That's why this podcast is so great, because actually, I guess we just don't think to speak of this stuff, and yet it's part of our fabric.
From Queer to Eternity, available to listen to now from the Great Big Owl Company.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Another question from Kala in New Zealand. And this is, how do I stay in the present in my day-to-day activities? Is it something I have to work at, or does it come naturally? Well, here's the beauty of it. If you would have made living consciously and exercised it a long time ago, it would be coming to you naturally. But instead, what we have worked on, and maybe our world is such that we don't have a choice, but what we have actually worked on is to live unconsciously. And what comes as a second nature is to live unconsciously. If we want to live consciously, then we have to make it our second nature by practice, 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 and practice. It took us a long time, years and years of practice, of exercising unconsciousness. It's going to take some practice to live life consciously. But obviously, to live life consciously, there is a reward. And, you know, this is what it means. It's not like every day, I think everybody has this target thing of like, I want to hit that level. I want to hit that threshold. But there are certain things in life that don't have that threshold. You practice living consciously every day of your life, little by little by little and by little. You accept the success and you accept the failure. That is living consciously. It's not just about all success and no failure. It is about accepting both success and failure. And then that conscious living makes sense. If somebody is trying to achieve this, you know, the printer thing, printing a picture saying, okay, you know, one day you will be perfect. No, you understand that you are perfect. And it is not some definition of perfectness that is being painted by somebody else that makes you perfect. What makes you perfect is with your shortcomings and with your fundamental desire to want to do good, to want to be happy, to want to be in peace. This is what makes you complete. This is what makes you perfect. With your imperfection. Not without your imperfection, but with your imperfection. And so I hope that helps, because that's just how it is in my experience. Another one from Ana Rosales. How to keep the peace within us if we are seeing how a few benefit from the destruction of others and we are united? We are the united ones that are destroyed. Well, that's an interesting question, because it is true. The system has been created in which few have the power over many. This did not happen overnight. This happened slowly, 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 slowly. We let people be empowered. We gave them that empowerment. We gave officials that power. That went, then they used that power to want to get re-elected again. So whoever could get them, could help them get re-elected, a little more powerful than them. See? So there are those ones who are powerful because they're in the government. Then there are those who are more powerful than them. And they help those people who want to come into power. And they help those who want to be more powerful. And so all of a sudden, it's just like a race. And in that, you know, you have all these contestants will be dropped out. And the only ones remaining at the very end are the ones that can help each other out. Rest of the population, forget it. They get dropped. But why not look at it? How did it get to be that way? Very easy. How did it get to be that way? Because we relinquished that power that we had, and we gave it to them. We said, run with it. I don't want to be bothered. I want to have my little life. I am too busy. I'm too busy, you know, taking care of my little family, taking care of my little situation. I don't want to be bothered with it. So you run with it, you go with it, you do whatever you want to do with it. Well, all that backfires. And when it backfires, you see what happens. Here is the world. There, you know, there are shows, and they show people, they become hoarders. They hoard. They just collect. They collect, collect. And it gets to be to the point where you can't even walk into their house, because it's just they have collected so much junk, never got rid of it, just collected it and collected and collected and collected and collected. Well, this is what some of the people do, except they do it with money. They hoard it. Every time there is this graft, there is bribery. What is that bribery doing? That is taking money from a poor person's purse, mouth, and giving it to somebody who doesn't need it, who doesn't even probably appreciate it. So what we see in this world, you know, you cannot, I mean, especially now, if you look around in your city and you see clear blue skies and you see everything wonderful, and next time when things kind of go back to being normal, if they ever do, and the sky is full of pollution, don't blame God for it, okay? It's our doing. It's absolutely our doing. You think that Earth produces too little food? No, Earth produces more than enough food to feed every person on the face of this Earth. If anybody goes hungry, you know whose fault it is? It is our fault. And mind you, I'm saying our. It is not their fault, or their fault, or their fault. It is our fault. So yes, what you're talking about is absolutely accurate, and we allowed this to happen. We allowed this to happen. So next time an opportunity raises itself, brings itself forward, think about it. Think twice. How do we relinquish this? We sit down like idiots in front of a television and consuming everything. And I call them brain diggers. So they're brain diggers. They dig into your brain every single day. And they try to tell you, this is this way, this is this way, this is this way, this is this way. Long time ago, there used to be one channel, and it was a channel that was used by news agencies, and they were just transmitting over it, and there were no comments, and you just saw the drama, whatever the drama was, and it was the most boring thing you could watch. The next thing you know, you're watching the same footage. It has been edited, it has been changed, it has been polished, it's been editorialized. You know, every morning they sit down and they actually decide what they consider to be news and what they don't consider to be news. If it has an element of tragedy, that will get you. So all of a sudden you're sitting there, and what are you being bombarded by? Tragedy, 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 tragedy. Somebody actually sent me a link to somebody who started a channel on YouTube or somewhere where it's just all positive news. Well, positive news or negative news? I mean, you know, there are going to be tragedies. That's because we make them. So, you want true, honest opinion. You want to know the truth. And you look to a television and you say, that's the truth. Well, that's a sad day. You're not going to get truth out of the tube. You're not going to get truth on some piece of paper that you're holding in front of you. It's been highly polished. It's been highly opinionized. And more opinion there is, and more digging there is, and more, you know, taking the screws and doing things with it, makes for a better story, makes for a better listening, makes for a better watching. And face it, you know, all that is there to make money. That is their first criteria, and they do. They make money. So, you know, again, it just really comes down to the world that we live in. If you don't like something about it, it's not like it was handed to you. We have created that situation. We have created that situation. So I hope that helps. I don't know how, I'm just telling you how I see it. So, here's one from Shubham, India, from Delhi. Sometimes, due to this lockdown, I get irritated and furious in small things. How should I manage it? I wonder if you get irritated when there wasn't a lockdown, because I have a sneaky suspicion that this irritation has been going on for a long time. Now you're noticing it more that you're in the lockdown because you're in the same situation again and again and again. And managing irritation, you can be irritated. And this is living consciously. This is what that's all about. Yes, you can be very irritated. And there are things that can irritate you. Except what you have to ask yourself is, do you want to be irritated? So if the things are irritating you, the things are in control, not you. You are not in control. The things are in control. If you don't want to be irritated, then you will have to be in control, not the things. So you're going to have to take control of your life. And that's what it's going to take. Take control of your life. So I hope you all will be safe, be healthy, be well, and most importantly, be. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. If you want to learn more about what Prem Rawat talks about, he offers a practical online course called Peak to help you understand and experience personal peace. Go to premrawat.com and click on Peak.
It's an S-Pod thing, the podcast revisiting S Club 7's insane TV show.
Yeah, I can't imagine anyone's binge-watched this, anyone who's not on drugs.
Thank you for bringing this into my life. It was honestly truly appalling.
Guests helped me analyse the show in more detail than anyone ever asked for.
It feels weird to me to say the phrase sex object in a show that was aimed at six-year-olds.
Do you think this is one of the problems with the show is that 7 is too much?
It's an S-Pod thing from Great Big Owl.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.